Razor football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium, the Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. And both teams, the captains, have gone out to midfield along with the officials and the coaches. And they're introducing themselves right now. And pretty soon we'll have a coin toss to see who's going to do what in tonight's ball game to start things off and who will get the ball to start the second half. That's coming up here in just a little bit. We'll let them get all the formalities out of the way out there before they go ahead and do the old coin toss. Zizzer is with a big come from behind win last week at Lebanon. They won at 36-35 on a big touchdown with about a minute 39 to go in the ball game. From it was a 40-yard pass from Connor Rackley to Connor Lair. And then the two-point conversion, Rackley rolled out to the right. The ball was tipped when he threw it. He was going to the corner of the end zone where Connor Lair was. Ball was tipped, however, it went up and came right down into the hands of Connor Lair before he was pushed out of bounds in the very back right corner of the end zone. The official said he held on to the ball, which he did. I had the bird's eye view of that. So Zizzers then were able to hang on, and they went at 36-35 over Lebanon last week. Big, big ball game there. Both teams, both defenses in that game last week caused a lot of problems for both teams. So coaches have gone to the sideline, and now, so Parkview, they won the toss. Parkview did. They've deferred, so they'll get the football to start the second half.
That means the Zizzers will start off.
So the Zizzers will start off on offense in tonight's ball game. As the clock is ready and we are ready. Once again, pregame tonight, pregame show brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. All right. We've got a sold-out crowd here at Zizzer Stadium for homecoming. I mean, it's sold out to the point that folks are over on the hill now, over on the grass, down in the hill there, right in front of Zizzer Fieldhouse. So they're sitting over there on the ground, gonna watch the ball game over there behind the band. By the way, we've got the alumni band here with the regular Zizzer High School marching band. So that's pretty cool. And by the way, West Plains Bank is sponsoring the ball game tonight. They gave away 1,000 T-shirts, folks, to the first 1,000 people through the front gate. West Plains Bank giving away 1,000 T-shirts. All right. So the Zizzers will receive. Lickard is back. Also Parker back. Marchock back. Connor Lair will be the middle back. And Parkview getting ready to kick off here. And it's going to be difficult to see their numbers tonight. They're in white jerseys, and their numbers are in gold. I can tell you right now, I can't recognize the numbers from here, so bear with me, okay? Zizzers are in their red with the white numbers, black helmets. Here we go. Get homecoming underway. And it's going to be a short kick taken by Marchock. Marchock's across the 35. And Marchock almost busted it loose there. Parkview defender got an arm on him, brought him down about the 41. So the Zizzers will take over first and 10. And looks like they're going to mark him down. Zizzers will take over on their own 42-yard line. First and 10. So Connor Rackley will come out. Connor Rackley. He'll be in the... in the shotgun to start things off. Two receivers to the left, two to the right, and Rackley in the shotgun. And we are underway here. The guard in motion. Rackley looking to throw. He's going long off the bat and almost intercepted. It was intended for Marchaw back there, but almost picked off. Marchock has hands on it, too, so it's going to bring up a second and 10 from their own 42 for the Zizzers. And looks like the exact same same play, same setup as the last time. In motion this time will be Lidgard, and the snap goes over Rackley's head, and he's going to have to jump on it, and the ball's still loose, folks. And it'll be West Plains ball. Rackley fell on it and just skirted out, and I didn't see who else got it. But, man, that's going to back him up all the way back. Number 35 is the person who 35? Did you say? Oh, third and 35. Okay. Third and 35 for the Zizzers all the way back, looks like, on their 17-yard line. Rackley rolls to the right. Now he's going to throw back to the left, setting up a screen pass, and Parkview smelled it out. Lidgard gets it across the 20 to the 21. It's going to bring up a fourth down, and Zizzers are going to have to punt the football.
Maybe a tackle by number 18, Anton Bradford.
Fourth and 30 for the Zizzers here. I don't think we have a fake fourth and 30 play, do we, Lahari? Good Lord, look at the guy that just came in for Parkview on the interior defensive line there. He's got to weigh over 300 pounds. All right. Pretty good punt. And it's going to come down, bounce up, and it'll be down at about the 43-yard line. Lidgard on the downing. So the Zizzers defense will take the field now. And here comes Parkview. And Parkview, it'll be quarterback Caden Burks for Parkview. And Trout is usually his running back, and he's got three good receivers, so we'll see what happens here. But Burks will start out in the shotgun. He's got Trout in the backfield with him. Four receivers, two to each side for Parkview. And he's going to throw to the left, and it is incomplete. Broken up over there by number 36 for the Zizzers. And that is Lopez for the Zizzers, Jason Lopez. They'll bring up a second and 10 for Parkview at their own 43-yard line. Lopez, if he'd had one more step, he might have stepped in there and intercepted that one. All right, Burks in the shotgun, Trout in the backfield with him again. And they're going to hand, nope. And Burks is going to keep it, and he is sacked, folks. Connor Lair gets a hold of Burks and sacks him all the way back at the 38. So, third and 15. Third and 15 for Parkview at their own 38. And, of course, with the quarterback sack, you can go to McDonald's in West Plains tomorrow and get the Big Mac and buy one, get one free tomorrow at any of the locations of McDonald's here in West Plains. Burks is looking to throw again. Now he rolls out to the right. Now he's going to throw, and it's over the head of his receiver. And so it'll be fourth down and 15, and Parkview looks like they'll be punting the football. And I believe Marchalk is back.
Actually, I think that was number 15, Anthony Green.
Marchalk is standing on his own 26-yard line. It's going to be 4th and 15. And Zizzers going after it. Punt's going to be short. Marchalk makes a fair catch, and he'll take it at about the 37, 38-yard line. So the Zizzers will have it. And it looks like they're to mark it at their own 38. So Zizzers will come back, take over. Connor Rackley and company. Boy, that hurt him last series when the snap went over Connor's head. Brought up a fourth and a whole month, about fourth and two counties is what it was. Here we go. Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard in the backfield with him. And they're going to hand off. Lidgard right side, cuts up inside. He's across the 45, out to, looks like about the 48 and a half. No, they're going to say the 49, and that is an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at their own 49-yard line. Big guard back there. Here he comes again. Right side cuts up inside. Still going. He's across the 50 down to about the 45 of Parkview. So it'll bring up a second, and he got six that time. So we'll bring up second and four for the Zizzers.
I believe he was tackled by another 20.
Brackley in the shotgun again. This time, two receivers to the left, two to the right. Now Lidgard comes in motion. And they'll hand it off. He goes right up inside, breaks the tackle. He's down to about the 41. And that should be a first down, I believe. It's pretty close. Mr. Lahari, Eagle Eye Lahari up here. What do you think? He says they're short by a couple of inches. Official's going to measure. So we're down 8:33 to go here first quarter. Official's time out for a measurement. And actually, Lahari, you may be right. I think he is short a couple of inches.
Don't forget about
we'll wait for him to put the chains down. Here we go. And they'll stretch it out. And boy. Folks, I mean, we're talking about an inch or two. About an inch or two. It's going to bring up a third down for the Zizzers. Third down, a couple of inches. They're going to set the ball now on the near hash mark. Got to wait for the chain gang to get all the way across, get the chain set back up.
My whole arm, all the way to my armpit.
Rackley will be in the shotgun. Zizzers will have two receivers left and two to the right. And now we've got to get the down marker set over there. Third and a couple of inches. Here we go. We're ready. Lidgard will come in motion. It'll be Rackley. He'll keep it himself. He's got the first down and more inside the 35. Round 33. So quarterback keeper. It's OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. First down for the Zizzers. And they're moving the football here in the first quarter. 8:26 to go, no score. And it is down to the 33. Brackley will throw over the middle, off the hands of Ackerson, incomplete. Just a little bit too high. It'll bring up a second and 10 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 33, looks like 33 and a half. Rackley gets the play from the sideline. Here we go. Lidgard's back here with him in the backfield. They'll hand it to Lidgard. He'll cut up inside. He's inside the 30. Down about the 28. So that's going to bring up a third down. About third and five, looks like, for the Zizzers.
All right,
it's
third down for the Zizzers.
Here we go. Brackley's going to hand off again. They'll cut up inside with Lidgard, and he's off to the house, folks. Touchdown, Braden Lidgard. 7:44 to go here in the first quarter, and it's Lidgard. Lidgard on a 32-yard run. I'm sorry, 27-yard run. And let's see. Coming in will be Tommy Keller to kick the extra point. Ackerson to hold. Ball is down. Kick is up, and it is good. Zizzers lead at 7-0, 7:44 to go first quarter, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It's homecoming tonight, and the Zizzers have just taken the lead 7-0 with 7:44 to go here in the first quarter. And Tommy Keller will be kicking off from his own 40.
All right, right after the fight song, the cheerleaders are going to be passing out the t-shirts.
Parkview comes out now. They'll put a couple of guys back around the 10-yard line. They might want to back up a little bit more because Tommy Keller can get it to the end zone easy. Here we go. Keller to kick it off. And it's going to be a high one down the middle, going to be taken at the 10. Here comes the Parkview receiver, and he breaks it loose, and he's out to the 35. And the football was loose, but they're going to say it'll be Parkview ball. He was down before it came out. So Parkview will take over first and 10 at their own 35-yard line.
I'm not really sure who the return was on that. I can't see the numbers very well.
Now here comes the Zizzer defense. Aiden Carter on the tackle on the return. And now Burks. Burks in the shotgun. Or no, Burks is up under center now. Trout is in the backfield. They'll give it to Trout. Ball is loose. And ball is still loose. And instead of just falling on the ball, Zizzers went to pick it up, and they've got it. The Zizzers have the football, folks. So Parkview fumbles the football. Trout fumbles. Trey Luna on the recovery at the Parkview 32. So the Zizzers offense is in business here. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 32. So Rackley will be in the shotgun. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Parkview awful jumpy there on that defensive line. Now Rackley's ready. He's going to throw to the right. Connor Lair, he's got the ball inside the 30. Down to about the 26, 27. Going to bring up a second down, about five. They're going to mark it at the 27. So second and five.
Second down about 5 yards.
For the Zizzers. At the Parkview 27. Rackley in the shotgun. Now Lair goes into motion. He'll come back. They'll give it to Lair. Now he'll go up inside. Connor Lair still on his feet. He's all the way down to the 15. That's an OMC, Arthritic Clinic, West Plains first down. And they're in the Zizzer Red Zone. The Red Zone tonight brought to you by the one, the only, Mr. Jim Lahari, as we're right here at Zizzer Stadium. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 15. Big guard. Rackley will roll to the right. Now he'll stop, and he's going to be brought down. Don't know if he got back to the line of scrimmage. He may have lost a half a yard. No, he's going to lose a yard back to 16. So bring up a second and 11 now for the Zizzers at the Parkview 16. And once again, Rackley in the shotgun. Lick guard in the backfield. It'll be Lick guard right up the middle. Lick guard squirts out to the outside. He's gone again, folks. Touchdown number two for Braden Lick guard. 16-yard run. And it's 13-0. 6:04 to go here in the first quarter. And Tommy Keller will come on to kick the extra point. Ackerson to hold. Here we go. There's the snap. It's down. Kick is up. It is good. Zizzler's lead of 14-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzler Football, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now, more Zizzler football on 100.9 The Train.
All right. Back at Zizzler Stadium, Zizzler's up 14-0. 6:04 to go here in the first quarter. Tommy Keller will get ready to kick it off again. Looking at some early scores here. Webb City leads Willard 7-0 in the first quarter. A couple of the West Plains opponents in their district right there. Webb City up 7-0. No score been reported yet between Kansas and Lebanon. Here we go. Keller's kick. And it's a line drive, and it's going to be taken at the four. Here comes the Parkview player. He's on the right side across the 25. Looks like out about the 27. And that's where Parkview will take over. So here comes the Zizzler defense again. See if they can cause another turnover.
Number 13, Jaden Richardson on the return.
So it's at the 27-yard line for Parkview. Richardson on the return. Titus Seeley on the tackle for the Zizzlers. Here comes Parkview.
He has a few others.
Burks in the shotgun, and Trout's back there with him. First and 10 for Parkview. They'll throw to the left, and he's got a receiver. It's a first down for Parkview out around the 41.
That is complete to number 6.
So, Johnson on the reception.
Tackle by number 18, Mr. Van Allen Marchock.
Marchock on the tackle for the Zizzlers. So it's a first and 10 out at the Parkview 41 for the Vikings. Once again, Burks is in that shotgun. Trout now. Now Burks will roll out to the left. And he just basically threw it away before he got nailed by Connor Lair back there. Incomplete. That'll bring up a third down. Third and 10 for Parkview at their own 41. Parkview's an athletic team. They've got some speed to them.
Don't forget to purchase your tickets for that four-wheeler.
We are down to 5:26 to go here in the first quarter. This is up 14-0.
$25 down to quarterback.
All right, this time, Burks is up under center. He'll pitch it to Trout, and Trout's going to be nailed behind the line of scrimmage. Three Zizzler defenders are there. It's going to be a loss of about 3-4 yards on the play. So back at the 37. That's going to bring up a third down. Eric Washington on the tackle, along with a couple other
visitors.
Collins assisting on the tackle. Didn't see who the third one was. All right, third and about 14, and Burks, and it is incomplete. I don't know who he was throwing that one to. There's about five players in the area there.
Kai Johnson, it is incomplete.
So it's incomplete to Johnson. It's going to bring up a fourth and 14. And Parkview's going to have to punt. Alan Marchock will go back. Looks like Marchek, or Marchok. Marchek. Quit laughing at me, Jim Lahari. Marchok standing about the 34, and Zizzers come after the punt. It's a short, high punt, and everybody's just going to get away. Parkview will down it. Well, it took them long enough to blow the whistle there. But Johnson downs it for Parkview. And looks like it's going to be down at the Zizzer 40-yard line. Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 40. They're leading 14-0 here in the first quarter. And here comes Connor Rackley. He'll bring his offense out on the field. Rackley in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Now Lair will fall back in the backfield with Rackley. And they better snap the ball. They did. And Connor Lair trying to get away. He's going to be brought down for a loss back at the 36. Looked like there was a little bit of confusion there on the play on the offense. That's going to bring up a second and 14 now for the Zizzers. At their own 36, here comes Mr. Lickgar around the right side. Lickgar's up to about the 50. And I don't see any flags. And that's enough for a first down, looks like. Well, now, wait a minute. And the head official's motioning first down. He's back here in the backfield. He can't even see up here. But it's at the 50-yard line. That's Noam Orthopedy Clinic, West Plains first down. Let the chain gang get set over there. So first and 10 for the Zizzers at the 50-yard line. And this time it'll be Rackley running up the middle. He's got a first down inside the 40, down to about the 37. So Rackley running straight up the middle with Lickyard going around the right side as a decoy. Another OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down. And the Zizzers will have it at their own 30, at the Parkview 37. Rackley by himself in the backfield with two receivers both sides. He's going to throw in the middle. He's got Ackerson around the 30-yard line. And finally, they're going to blow a whistle. We had eight players on the field dancing with each other, and finally they blew the whistle there. So let's see where they put it. They're not even going to give him the 30. They're going to give him the 31. So it's going to bring up a second and 4 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 31. I guess forward progress doesn't count that time. Because he caught it standing on the 30-yard line. They started dancing and moving backwards. Two receivers both sides. Rackley in the shotgun. And let's see. Now he's looking to throw again. He's going long to the end zone. Touchdown, Zizzers! Braden Lickhart has touchdown number 3 tonight. 2:51 to go here in the first quarter. Rackley hits Braden Lickgard, and now Tommy Keller in to kick the extra point is up, and it is good. Zizzers lead it 21-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Strand.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. And Zithers have just scored again. 32-yard pass from Rackley to Lidgard to the end zone. And Keller's kick good. Zithers lead it now 21-0 with 2:51 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Zither homecoming tonight at Zither Stadium. Keller will kick it off from his own 40. It's down the middle once again, taken at about the 8-yard line by Parkview. And a whole host of Zithers run into him about the 23. Parkview will take over. First and 10. At the 22 or 23. Let's see where they mark it here. It's going to be the 23. Collins on the tackle for the Zithers. Parkview will take over, first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. And Burks will be in the shotgun with Trout in the backfield with him. Burks is looking to pass. Now he's going to go down the sideline, and it is incomplete. Well, I tell you, that was right in the hand of Rogers, and he just dropped it, folks. Incomplete. Parkview now, second and 10 from their own 23. Defending that time on the play for the Zithers, I believe, was number 36, and that would be Jason Lopez. And Parkview's going to have to take a timeout here. So we'll take a timeout as well. 2:37 to go first quarter. Zithers lead at 21-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zither Football 100.9 The Strain.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zither Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Zither Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zither Stadium. It's Zither homecoming tonight, and the Zithers lead at 21-0 with 2:37 to go here in the first quarter. Parkview taking a timeout, talking things over. They'll have a second and 10 from their own 23-yard line. Webb City leads Willard now 14-0 in the second quarter. No score in the second quarter between Camdenton and Lebanon. All right. Burks in the shotgun. Trout's back there with him. He's going to look to throw once again. Zithers put some heat on him, and he's up the middle, but finally going to be brought down. He's across the 25 out to about the 28. Going to bring up a third down. So it's going to bring up a third and four, looks like. Four Parkview. Drowned on the tackle for the Zithers. So third and four. Parkview's got to get it out to 33. It's on the 29 right now. Burks looking to throw again. Zithers in pursuit. And they're going to bring him down. It's another sack for the Zithers that time. They brought him down. 2 yard loss there. Titus Seeley on the tackle. Back to the 27. So actually lost a yard. Excuse me. So now, it's going to bring up fourth down. And Parkview will punt the football away once again. And it's going to be taken about the 44-yard line. Can't make up which way to go. Now, look out, coming to the right side. This, I believe, is Marchok, and he's going out of bounds. Marchok brings it all the way down inside the 30, down to the 28. Zizzard will take over first and 10 at the Parkview 28. With a minute two to go here in the first quarter of play. And let's see here. So we got a penalty on the play is what they said, which will move it down inside, actually down to the 16-yard line, penalty against Parkview. So we're back in the Zizzer red zone. Zizzer red zone, brought to you by the one and only Mr. Jim Lahari. This is having first and 10 at the Parkview 16-yard line. Minute two to go, first quarter. This is looking for another score. Rackley's going to hand off up inside. It'll be Lickguard. He's down inside the 10.
Number five, Braden Lickguard on the carry.
About the 9, maybe the 8. I think they're going to mark him at the 9.
Damian Sanchez.
He'll bring up a second down.
Second
and 5 at the 9-yard line.
9-yard line.
Well, second and 5 for the Zizzers. Lickguard's in the backfield with Rackley in the shotgun. Can Lickguard get another one? They'll throw to the right. There's Marchok. Marchok stretches out. It's a touchdown. 9-yard pass to Marchok with 27 seconds to go in the first quarter. So 9-yard pass. Rackley to Marchok. Marchok stretched out there. Keller to try the extra point. Zizzers are up 27 to nothing, looking to make it 28. Ball is down. Kick is up. It is good. Zizzers lead it 28-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job. Constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzer homecoming tonight. 27 seconds to go, first quarter. And the Zizzers lead it 28-0 over the Parkview Vikings from Springfield. That's right, you heard me. 28-0 with 27 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Tommy Keller is going to kick off again from his own 40. Braden Lickguard's got 3 touchdowns. Marshawk has 1 tonight. It's a low direct drive kick. Going to be taken about the 15. And Zizzers in pursuit and out to just shy of the 30-yard line. Parkview player gets it out, looks like, to the 29. Are they going to mark it on the 30? No, they're going to put it down at the 29. So Parkview takes over first and 10 at their own 29 with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Drowned on the tackle for the Zizzers. Rogers was the carrier. Burks is up under center. Hands off to Trout. Trout fighting on that right side. He's out around the 30, maybe the 31. And that should end the first quarter of play. So they're going to mark it about the 31. Going to bring up a second and about, looks like, second and nine. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Zizzers lead it 28-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9, The Train.
Do you want to take to the great outdoors with a new side-by-side or maybe an RV to go see a Chiefs game in? Maybe you have your eye on a new car, a new truck, or a new boat. Whatever moves you, Community First could help make it yours. Come talk to a representative and find out how you can get a loan with a low interest and competitive monthly payment. Community First Banking Company. Locations West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. And Parkview will have the football. It's going to be second and nine. Parkview will have it at their own 31-yard line. Zizzer's lead at 28-0 here as we start the second quarter. And Burks is coming out. He'll be up under center. Trout will be in the backfield. And they're going to hand it off to Trout. And he's going to be stuffed. Looks like the line of scrimmage there. Might have gained about a yard, giving some forward progress. Out to the 32. Rogers on the carry. I'm sorry. Connor Lair on the tackle for the Zizzers. Eric Washington in on the tackle as well. Now we got third and eight for Parkview at their own 32-yard line. Burks will be in the backfield in shotgun. He's looking to throw. Zizzers getting some pressure. Burks throws to the left and incomplete. Led his receiver by about 2 yards. And that'll bring up a fourth down for Parkview. And they're going to punt the football again. So Marchrock will go back for the punt. Marchrock back about the 40-yard line of Parkview. Parkview needs another player. Here he comes. Play clock is down to 7. And timeout Parkview as they had a player getting laid on the field. So we'll take a break as well. 28-0. Zizzers lead it back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football. 100.9 The Train.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It's homecoming tonight in West Plains. Zizzer's taking on the Parkview Vikings from Springfield. And Parkview's looking at a 4th and 8. Had to call a timeout. Parkview did because they didn't have enough players on the field. Now Marchock's going to stand at about his 37 of the Zizzers. Here we go. High snap. Zizzers don't pressure. And Marchock's going to call the fair catch at about 37. And that's where the Zizzer offense will take over. First and 10. Actually, they may get in the 34. I believe they are. They're going to give Marchock the 34-yard line. So here comes the Zizzer offense onto the field. Connor Rackley and company. Two receivers to the right and to the left. Rackley's in the backfield by himself in the shotgun. Wait a minute. And wait a minute. Got a Parkview player that something on the back of his helmet or something. He's going to have to go off the field. So they'll have to get a substitute in. For some reason, we don't know why he had to leave the field, but the official saw something in the back of his neck, back of his head or something. But here comes a replacement in. And now we're ready to go. First and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 34. Now we've got another. Got another official over there now on the far side. This time he's going back to talk to the head official. And apparently the Parkview coach wanted to find out what in the world was wrong. The player had to leave. Had to leave the field. Something in the back of the head. Got an explanation. Now the officials come back on the field. And maybe we'll get this first down play underway here. Excuse me. And now they're going to, Coach Perkins wanted an explanation as well. So they're telling him what was the problem. Okay, so here we go. I guess everybody knows now, except for us. So now we're ready to play. By the way, still no score up at Lebanon between Cannons and Lebanon. They're in the second quarter. And Rackley looking to throw, and he's got a receiver, and it's going to be good out to about the 40-yard line. And got a flag on the play, and it's going to be holding on the Zizzers, so that'll bring it back. Holding on the Zizzers. That's going to back the Zizzers all the way up to the 18-yard line. They need to get to the 44 for a first down. That's a heck of a holding call there. Good grief. They're going to hand off. And, boy, there's a tackle behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. And this one may go against Parkview. We've got another flag down.
Wait a minute. There's some mustard in the lettuce here, McDonald's Field.
Here comes the call. It's a face mask on Parkview. So now we'll bring it back this way. So now they'll mark it at the 31 of West Plains. So now they'll have it. It'll be first down and 13 for the Zizzers. First and 13. Rackley in the shotgun, Lidgard behind him. Lidgard runs across the left knees, up the middle. Folks, Lidgard is running down the side. He's going to get caught from behind all the way down to the 20-yard line. And wait a minute. We got a flag on the play, and that probably means it's coming back. It looks like it's going to be on West Plains. Blocking the back on West Plains. Block in the back. So that'll nullify that great run from Lidgard. That would have been a 49-yard run for Lidgard. So, it's going to be a first down. They're going to mark it at the 48. So, he's still going to get probably about half of that back. Well, a little less than half of that. It'll be first and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 48-yard line. 10.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Zizzers up 28-0. Camdenton now leads 7-0 in the second quarter. Lidgard out to the left, gets the pass. And Lidgard fighting down to about the 40-yard line of Parkview. That's going to be another OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down.
for the Zithers.
23, Dustin Harris.
At the 40.
Dago was number 58.
The Zithers are in Parkview territory.
That's good enough for Zithers.
Also, we got a report. Thayer Botkamp leading Caboodle at Caboodle 12-0 tonight. That one, I believe, is in the second quarter. All right, first and 10 for the Zizzers. Rackley in the shotgun. Littgard in motion. And this time, Rackley's going to run it up the middle. And he's going to be at the tackle about the 36-yard line. Going to bring up a second down. So second and about six now for the Zizzers. At the Parkview 36.
Damian Sanchez. Second down and about 6 yards.
9:50 to go, second quarter. And Rankley will be in the shotgun with Littgard in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Lair goes to the right side. They're going to hand off. It's Littgard once again trying to get outside the corner, and he does. Littgard down the sideline, and looks like it's going to be another first down for the Zizzers. Is it short? Did he get out before? Yeah, they're going to mark him short here, about the 31 of Parkview. So it'll bring up a third and one. Third and one for the Zithers at the Parkview 31. Rackley will be by himself in the shotgun. Four receivers, two on each side. And he'll throw to the left. It's Littgard, and he dropped it. Littgard started to run before he caught it. And that's going to bring up a fourth and one. Very interesting. So fourth and one for the Zizzers. Rackley's in the shotgun. And Parkview just jumped offside. The whole defensive line of Parkview jumped. And that'll be an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers, down to the 26 in Parkview. So a fresh set of downs for the Zizzers. And here we go. Rackley's going to be in the shotgun by himself with four receivers, two on each side. From the Parkview 26, Littgard goes to the backfield with him. And they'll give it this time. That was Rackley with the keeper, wasn't it? Or was it Littgard? Nope, Connor Lair on the carry. And he's going to be tackled at the 25. Gain of one. Second and nine for the Zizzers. 8:55 to go first half. Zizzers up 28-0. Littgard in the backfield with Rackley in the shotgun. And Rackley's going to throw down the middle. Touchdown, Zizzers. And we got a flag on the play. Of course.
And that's complete. The number 88, Jacob Patterson. He gets the end over. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. I'm just going to be on the play. I'm sorry about that. Let's see the flag.
And it's going to be on the Zizzers. So that's going to back them up here. Take the touchdown away. They'll put the ball down at the 30-yard line. Is that where they put it? So it'll be now it's second and 14.
Illegal lineman
downfield was the call on the Zizzers. So second and 14 from the Parkview 30. Rackley. He'll give it to Littgard. Littgard gets to the outside on the left side. He's going to be down to about the 21, looks like. I believe they're going to mark him at the 21. They are. That'll bring up a third down. Third and five for the Zizzers at the Parkview 21. Nope. Now third and five. We'll go third and five. Short five, long four. Rackley back looking to throw. Now he's going to roll to the left. Still looking to throw. Now he's going to throw. He's got a receiver inside the 10. And that is Miller on the reception for the Zizzers. That's an 0-1 Seaworth Bitty Clinic. West Plains first down. Inside the 10, down to the 9. Also in the Zizzer red zone, brought to you by Jim Lahari. First and goal from the Parkview 9 for the Zizzers. Lead guard in the backfield. And now it's going to be Lidgard right up the middle. Lidgard, touchdown, and no flag. 7:41 to go here in the second quarter. And it's Lidgard on a 9-yard run. And this time, I think we may have... This will be Fisher this time. Fisher is the left-footed kicker. So this will be Fisher's first attempt. It's down. Kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead at 35-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
When you're choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 7:41 to go here in the first half. Zizzers now lead at 35-0. Braden Lidgard has touchdown number 4 on the night. Let's take a look and see if we can get you some updated scores. Webb City leads Willard 28-0 in the second. Sayre leads Kabul 20-0 in the second. Joplin leads Neosho 35-7. Camdenton leads Lebanon 7-0 second quarter. And let's see, Ava leads Houston 32-0. Carl Junction leads Nixa 14-0 second quarter. And kick's going to be taken by Parkview at the 15. And Zizzers are there. And looks like he made it out to about the 22. Rogers on the carry for Parkview. Chance Eldringhoff on the tackle. Ground on the assist. And they're going to mark it at the 23, so Parkview will have it first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. See what the Zizzer defense can do here. Hillcrest leading Central 41-0 in the second quarter. Waynesville leads Rolla 21-14 second quarter. Burks is going to throw to the left, and it's picked off. Interception and touchdown by the Zizzers. And that's Eli McGinley on the interception. And he'll run it all the way in, looks like from about the 25-yard line. Zizzers now lead at 41-0, and Owen Fisher's back in to try the extra point for the Zizzers. Ackerson will hold. There's the snap. It's down. Kick is up, and it is good. Zizzers lead at 42-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It's homecoming tonight for the Zizzers. They lead at 42-0 over Parkview. 7:29 to go here in the first half. Some more scores for you. Bolivar leads Union 20-0 in the second quarter. And let's see. Liberty Eagles lead Mountain Grove 7-0. First quarter, last report we had on that game. All right. Tommy Keller to kick it off from his own 40. Wonder if Tommy's leg's getting tired. Doesn't look like it. There's another good kick down to about the 7-yard line. That's where it'll be taken. It might have been Rogers to take it back here. Zizzer's going to get him before he even gets to the 20. Ball is loose, but they're going to blow it dead, looks like. Ball was loose, but they said he was down. Boy, if they hadn't blew that whistle, West Plains had it inside the 20. Rogers on the return that time. Jason Lopez on the tackle for the Zizzers. And they're going to mark this one down. Now we've got a conference from the officials over there. I believe they're going to mark it down at the 15. Parkview will have it first and 10 at their own 15. And face mask on the Zizzers. I didn't even see a flag anywhere. But so they're going to move it all the way out to the 45 for Parkview. They'll get it first and 10 at their own 45. The face mask call on the Zizzers. So got to get the chain set. They're ready, and we're ready. Burks in the shotgun. High snap. He'll hand it off. And Zizzers are expecting the runner from Parkview. Gets out to about the 48. That time. Going to bring up a 2nd and 7 for Parkview at their own 48-yard line. With 6:54 to go here in the first half. Rogers on the carry. Sebastian Rogers on the tackle for the Zizzers. And now Burks in the shotgun. And Zizzers coming at him, and they've got the runner for a loss. Talk about four Zizzers in the backfield to meet him that time. They're going to give him the 46, so it's going to be a loss of 2 on the play.
That was number 24.
3rd and 9. Rogers on the carry. Connor Laird, first Zizzer there. And Rogers on the assist once again, along with two other Zizzers. 3rd and 9 for Parkview at their own 46. And Zizzers have got him for another sack. They got Burks back at the 43. And that's Sebastian Rogers on the quarterback sack that time. So now, Parkview is going to have to punt the football again. So it's back to a 4th and 12 now at their own 43, Parkview, and they'll be punting the football. And Marchock and I think Parker back. This one's a short, high punt coming down, and it did hit a player. Marchock jumps on it at the 30-yard line. So Zizzers will take over 1st and 10 at their own 30-yard line.
Pretty sure that we've got a bootlegger.
5:19 to go in the second quarter. And with the Zizzers up 42-0, as it stands, when we start the third quarter, the second half, we'll have a turbo clock. Unless Parkview can get the the lead down under 35. All right. Connor Rackley with the offense. He's in the shotgun. Lidgard behind him. Scissors first and 10 at their own 30. Brackley's going to give it to Lidgard. Here he comes left side, and he busts through across the 40. That's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Scissors. Out to the 41. And it'll be Rackley in the shotgun again. This time, two receivers to the left, two to the right. Connor Lair is going to go to the right side now. First and 10, Lidgard in motion. And Rackley's going to throw it to Lidgard on the right side. He catches it, Lidgard, and he's got a first down and more. Inside the 35, down to about the 33. And that's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Scissors. Lidgard caught that one on the run on the right side and just took it all the way down. About the 32 and a half. So that'll bring up a first and 10 for the Scissors. Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard's back here with him again. Rackley giving some instructions. Now he gets back in position. And they'll give it to Lidgard. Left side up in the middle. He's close to another first down. He's inside the 25. Depends on where they mark him down at.
He's tackled by number 11, Brandon Hudson.
Looks like it's going to be third down. They don't even have the
second down.
What are we doing? Something wrong with the chain gang over there. Second down and inches. Rackley's going to take it himself right up the middle. He's inside the 20, inside the 15. There's a flag. I have to see what this one is. See what the call is. Neither team is moving. And it's coming back. Penalty's on the Scissors. Let's see what it is. Block in the back on the Scissors. So that'll play back at the 24, I believe. So the Scissors will have it at their own 24, at the Parkview 24-yard line. Going to bring up a second and two. Rackley to the left side. It's Lidgard. He's got the first down and more. Lidgard, and he's inside the five, looks like. OMC Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains first down for the Scissors. Also in the Scissor red zone, brought to you by the one and the only Mr. Jim Lahari up here in the booth with me. So Scissors will have it first and goal from the five. First and goal from the five for the Scissors. Rackley in the shotgun. Lidgard's back here with him. Who do you think's going to get the football, Mr. Jim Lahari? Rackley rolls right. Now he's going to throw, and it's caught. And fighting. No, he's down to the one. Inside the one.
Guys are complete the number 40.
Connor Lair on the catch that time. He almost got in. He's got a less. They're going to say down about the two. And touchdown for the Scissors. Braden Lidgard. 2:47 to go here in the half. And Lidgard on a 2-yard run. And Braden Lidgard, that is touchdown number 5 on the night, 4 rushing and 1 receiving. And it'll be Owen Fisher once again. So Tommy Keller had 3 extra points. Fisher's got 2, looking for his 3rd. Here we go. It's down, kick is up, and it is no good. Off to the right. Zizzers lead it 48-0. 2:47 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Good health is important to everyone, and the key is what to do to maintain a healthy lifestyle. At Anytime Fitness in West Plains, they pride themselves on helping you get fit and in shape. They offer programs that encourage and help you get the results you want. Anytime Fitness in West Plains offers fitness consultation for all new members, plus 10 sessions to help get you on the way. Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become at Anytime Fitness, located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers lead at 48-0 now. 2:47 to go first half. Fisher's extra point kick was no good, just off to the right. Stay tuned. We've got the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show coming up, but we'll check scores around the area, and we'll highlight the first half here play. Tommy Keller to kick off from his own 40 for the Zizzers. It's a line drive on the ground, and it'll be taken at about the 13. Might be Rogers again, and Zizzers got him at the 20. They may give him the 21. We'll have to wait and see. Parkview will get the football here.
24, Shamar Rogers.
Rogers was the carrier. And number 32 for the Zizzers on the tackle that time is Tristan Clark. So Parkview will take over first and 10 from their own 20. Burks will be up under center. And I believe it's Rogers in the backfield with him. Burks going to throw to the left and went off the receiver's shoulder pad, right shoulder pad, incomplete. It's for Johnson. So that'll bring up second and 10 for Parkview.
The 10 and
50-50
raffle is up to at least
$200
tonight.
At halftime, Camdenton leads Lebanon 7-0. At 11, and once again, that's at halftime. Camdenton leads it 7-0.
You got to purchase your ticket for one of the players tonight.
All right, second and 10 for Parkview at their own 20. Burks is going to hand off. And out to about the 23 that time. I believe it was Rogers. Yep, going to mark him down to 23. Bring up a third and 7.
Damian Beal on the carry.
No, it's Beal, I'm sorry. Beal on the carry. So that's Sebastian Rogers on the tackle for the Zizzers. Third and 7 for Parkview at their own 23. And they're going to hand off, and not even close to the first down, out to about the 26. Parkview is going to be facing a 4th and 4, looks like.
Damian Beal on the carry.
Beal once again on the carry. And the Zizzers tackle that time. Sebastian Rogers on the tackle. Rogers has been pretty busy in there. And Parkview can't decide if they're going to punt it or go for it. They're running the clock down. They're not even trying to huddle up or line up, so they're going to run this clock down and call timeouts. What's going to happen here? And there will be your timeout. So 1:13, clock is still running with the timeout. Clock's running. And now they stopped it at 1:09. But that timeout was called about 1:15 to go. So now we got the clock keeper here at Zizzer Stadium helping out Parkview. Minute 9 to go in the first half. Zizzers lead at 48-0. Parkview has the football on a 4th and 4. They'll be punting the football. Marchoff will go back to receive. So here we go. And Zizzers went after it but didn't get it. And Marchock, fair catch. And probably going to mark him down here at about the 46. So Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 46 with a minute 3 to go here. in the first half. Don't forget, coming up, we've got your Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show coming up. And we'll talk about the highlights of the first half. And then also we'll have scores from around the area. Zizzers have it, first and 10. Rackley in the shotgun, two receivers each side. First and 10, Zizzers at their own 46. And Rackley will keep it this time right side, cross the 50, down inside the 45. And got another flag on the play. That was a late flag come in. It'll be on the Zizzers. Targeting on the Zizzers. So that'll back them all the way up. Zizzers will have it now. First and 16. It's back at their own 40. Targeting was the call on the Zizzers. So, first and 16. Brayden Lidgard needs to just break one, just break it loose right here. Lidgard in motion. Rackley, he's going to keep it going right side. No, they gave it to Lair. Lair on the right side runs out of bounds. So Rackley hands off to Lair. Lair's got the first down, and Owen Stewart City Clinic of West Plains first down into Park Bridge territory, down to 45. 40 seconds to go and a half. Rackley in the shotgun. See if the Zizzers can possibly get one more here. Zizzers have it. First and 10 from the Parkview 40. Lair goes into motion. Now he comes back. Rackley with it. He'll give it to Lair. Lair's met in the backfield. Oh, the ball was loose. Parkview may have it. We're going to have to talk about this. The officials are trying to figure out. And Zizzers have a player down. Parkview got it. Connor Lair is the Zizzer who is down. And Parkview will take over first and 10. As Lair had the ball, then got hit. Looks like got the wind knocked out of him. So Parkview will have it. I believe at their own 44-yard line, I think is where they're going to mark it down. Or at least that's what the chain gang's showing over there, but who knows? No, they're going to mark it down at the 40. 45. I'll get it right in a minute. 32 seconds to go and a half. Connor Lair is the Zizzer down. Good news is he's sitting up right now. Don't forget the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show coming up here in just a little bit. We'll run down the highlights and then check the scores from around the area. At halftime, Zizzers, or I should say Camdenton, was leading Lebanon at halftime at Lebanon 7-0. Don't you know that's a wild one going on up here? I guarantee you, I wouldn't want to be an official at that ball game, Camdenton Lebanon, because you are not going to win any call. So, Lair's up, and he's limping. Looks like it's either the left knee or left ankle. It's in the left leg. They're going to help Connor off the field here.
$325. $325. Sorry about that. I'm not getting on that.
So the Zizzers will come out, or Parkview will have the football with 32 seconds to go in a half. Parkview will have the first and 10 at their own 45. And they're going to help Connor on over here to the bench. We'll kind of keep an eye on him and see what they work on down here if we can. Burks in the shotgun looking to throw, and he's going to be sacked again. They're going to give him the 36 for forward progress. Aiden Holt on the quarterback sack for the Zizzers. All the way back to the 36. And clock is running. That'll be your last play of the half. So that brings us to the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show as the Zizzers lead it 48-0 over the Parkview Vikings. We'll take a break. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It is the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. Zizzers lead at 48-0 here at the half. Let's run down the scoring for you. 7:44 to go first quarter. Braden Lidgard on a 27-yard run. Keller's kick was good. Zizzers up 7-0. 6:04 to go first quarter. Lidgard on a 16-yard run. Keller's kick good. Zizzers up 14-0. 2:51 to go first quarter. Lidgard on a 32-yard pass from Rackley for a touchdown. Keller's kick good. 21-0 Zizzers. Then 27 seconds to go in the first quarter. Rackley to Marchalk on a 9-yard pass for the touchdown. Keller's kick was good. Zizzers led it 28-0 at the end of one. 7:41 to go, second quarter. Lidgard on a 9-yard run. Fisher's kick was good. 35-0 Zizzers. 7:29 to go, second quarter. McGinley touchdown had the interception. He ran it in, 25 yards for the touchdown. Fisher's kick was good. Zizzers led it 42-0. And then 2:47 to go here in the first half. Lidgard on a 2-yard run. Fisher's kick no good. And that's where we stand, 48-0 here at the half. I can say that we're looking down here at Connor Lair. He's sitting on the bench and looks like they're looking at the left ankle. Can't really tell, but it looks like it may be the left ankle that they're looking at and working on down there on the bench. So we'll try to get an update on Connor here during the half. So it's Zizzer homecoming. The festivities getting ready to begin. And the Zizzers have played good the first half. They've had some costly penalties. Otherwise, the score would be a whole lot more, folks. Trust me on that. But they've had some costly penalties here in the first half. But Zizzers playing pretty good. Defense doing a pretty good job. They've sacked Burks, the quarterback, several times. They've been in the backfield with the back, sacked them several times. So the Zizzer defense is doing their job. And the offense is doing a pretty good job as well. Lidgard has 5 touchdowns here in the first half. 4 running touchdowns. 1 was a passing touchdown. So, Zizzers lead at 48-0 here at the half. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it. You hand wax it. You listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Feet to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers! Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wild Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Good health is important to everyone, and the key is what to do to maintain a healthy lifestyle. At Anytime Fitness in West Plains, they pride themselves on helping you get fit and in shape. They offer programs that encourage and help you get the results you want. Anytime Fitness in West Plains offers fitness consultation for all new members, plus 10 sessions to help get you on the way. Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become at Anytime Fitness, located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $200 on select sets of tires. Plus, when you spend $50 or more on any service, you get a $25 rebate. See store for details. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. More than just a tire store.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly into the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Conquer fall and save now on steel power equipment from Hirschfeld and Farm Supply. For a limited time, save $60 on the steel MS-250 chainsaw with an 18-inch bar, now just $299.99, and the MS-271 and MS-291 have $30 rebates. Get these deals and more on quality steel products at Hirschfeld and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirschfeld and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
At Community First Banking Company, they're always looking for ways to aid our agricultural community by offering loans to accommodate every need, from loans for farmland, livestock, equipment, or even lines of credit and more. Community First Lending Team has decades of experience and will listen carefully to recommend the loan that best fits your needs. You work hard every day, and Community First wants to work hard for you. Call or stop in today. Community First Banking Company, Mound Grove, West Plains, or Thayer, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wild Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzards!
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad, we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose
is OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Do you want to take to the great outdoors with a new side-by-side or maybe an RV to go see a Chiefs game in? Maybe you have your eye on a new car, a new truck, or a new boat. Whatever moves you, Community First could help make it yours. Come talk to a representative and find out how you can get a loan with a low interest and competitive monthly payment. Community First Banking Company. Locations, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
The 2019 tub booking is going on now through October 31st at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply. Save $50 a ton by booking 3 tons or more. All in-stock tubs qualify. Book now and save on ADM, Carmelix, Crystal Licks, and Hirsch Tubs. Call Hirschfeed and Farm Supply at 417-256-3749 or stop by on Worley Drive in West Plains. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
The kids are back in school. Be sure their vehicle is in tip-top shape and won't leave them stranded by the road by taking it to Don Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles, and Don's expert technicians can take care of everything from oil changes to major overhauls. Make sure the tires are good, too. Right now, there's a rebate up to $200 on select sets, and when you spend $50 more on any service, you get a $25 rebate. See store for details. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. They're more than just a tire store. Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Good health is important to everyone, and the key is what to do to maintain a healthy lifestyle. At Anytime Fitness in West Plains, they pride themselves on helping you get fit and in shape. They offer programs that encourage and help you get the results you want. Anytime Fitness in West Plains offers fitness consultation for all new members, plus 10 sessions to help get you on the way. Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become at Anytime Fitness, located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wild Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzards!
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $200 on select sets of tires. Plus, when you spend $50 or more on any service, you get a $25 rebate. See store for details. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. More than just a tire store.
At At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedics. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Conquer fall and save now on steel power equipment from Hirschfeed and Farm Supply. For a limited time, save $60 on the steel MS-250 chainsaw with an 18-inch bar, now just $299.99, and the MS-271 and MS-291 have $30 rebates. Get these deals and more on quality steel products at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, they're more than up on store.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It is the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. Zizzers lead at 48-0 over the Parkview Vikings here at half. It is homecoming. Congratulations to the homecoming queen, just crowned Cassidy Cunningham, better known as Cass Cunningham. Yep, she's a member of the West Plains Lady Zizzer basketball team, also Lady Zizzer volleyball team. And she's a senior, and she is the homecoming queen this year. All right, let's see. Zizzers are back on the field. Parkview back on the field. I have a funny feeling that they're going to give us about 3 more minutes extended halftime here. So we'll wait and see about that. Looking at some of the scores, Webb City leads Willard 28-7. Thayer leads Kabul 20-0 in the third quarter. Joplin over Neosho 49-13 at the half. Camdenton leads Lebanon 7-0 at halftime. Last report we had there. Branson is upsetting Carthage right now, 7-0. Let's see. Ava over Houston, 40-0 at the half. Also, Nixa is leading Carl Junction at the half, 21-14. Hillcrest leads Central 54-0 at the half. Waynesville and Rolla tied up 21-all at halftime. Glendale beat Kickapoo last night, 26-21. Let's see. Also, Mountain View Burstry Liberty leads Mountain Grove 21-7 at the half. Willow Springs leads Salem, Missouri 14-6 at the half. And also, Bolivar at halftime leads Union 26-7. So those are the updated scores that we have for you at the present time. It's the Zizzers leading 48-0 over Parkview. And we can tell you that with that 48-0 lead, we'll have the turbo clock just as soon as we kick off the second half here in the third quarter. We'll be running the turbo clock probably for the rest of the night. So this second half should go pretty quickly. The only question remaining tonight is Connor Lair. Connor hurt there before the half. They helped him off the field. We believe it's a left ankle injury. Don't know what. He was taken to the locker room, the field house up here at halftime on the cart. So Connor, we probably have seen the last of Connor Lair tonight. Even if he is okay to go, we probably will not see him the rest of the night. He's too important. They'll let him get some rest. Question is, how much longer will we see Braden Lidgard now that Connor Lair is out? So also the Zizzers have Titus Seeley, and they also have Caden Parker, who can all carry the football. So Alan Marchaw can carry the football as well. So Zizzers have plenty of options to give Braden Lidgard a rest, or will they continue to run Lidgard here in the second half? We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have your second half. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-9452. Go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Hope you enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. And we're getting ready to start the second half. Like we said, Zizzer's lead is 48-0, so we'll have a turbo clock here in the second half. Unless something happens and Parkview comes back on the Zizzers and gets the lead under 35. If they do that, then the clock will return to being run normally. However, I don't see that happening. So we'll probably have this turbo clock for the rest of the ball game, which means this second half is going to go pretty quick. Once again, congratulations to Cass Cunningham, a senior. She was crowned the homecoming queen here tonight at halftime festivities. So congratulations to Cass Cunningham. All right, we're waiting. Okay. Zizzers will kick off here in the second half.
Are you ready for another half?
Ball is out on the 40. The officials have put it down. They're ready to go, and the teams have even come on the field. Here comes Parkview. And now the Zizzers getting ready to go here. Parkview will get the football to start the third quarter. And here comes Tommy Keller to kick off to get the second half underway.
Hey, here's kickoff.
All right. I believe Rogers is back for Parkview. Like we said earlier, they have white uniforms with gold numbers. You can't hardly read the numbers. And Parkview will pick it up at the 7-yard line. And what a tackle. And going to have a flag. Yep. That one's going to go against West Plains. That's more like a clothesline tackle. So that'll go 15 yards against the Zizzers. I didn't see the number who did it. And, of course, the Zizzer faithful didn't like it. But he did. Whoever it was, we're waiting to hear who it was. That'll bring the ball out to about the 22 for Parkview. They'll start at their own 22, first and 10. And here comes Burks, and looks like he's going to be in the shotgun to start things off. Nope, he's going up under center. First and 10 for Parkview. Burks up under center, and he's going to hand off. Zizzer defense is there, maybe a gain of a yard. Maybe.
Bill
on the carry for Parkview.
Number 29.
Titus Seeley on the tackle for the Zizzers. And they're going to give him a yard on the play. Second and 9 coming up. He'll put the ball out at the Parkview 23. Burks will be in the shotgun this time. Zizzers look like they're going to blitz, and they're going to end up with Burks. And he's going to get sacked again by the Zizzer defense. Burks got caught in nowhere land and just had to eat the ball. Loss of about two on the play. It'll be third and 12 from the Parkview 20-yard line. Trey Luna on the sack that time. Third and 12. Burks is in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. Now he's rolling out to the left. Now he's going to throw at the last minute. And it'll be incomplete, well short of his intended receiver. Going to bring up a fourth and 12 now. And we've got a Parkview player down. Nope, he's up now. I believe that was the quarterback.
Complete the number 11.
Excuse me, incomplete pass. Like we said, fourth.
Pass and 10 for number 11.
Fourth and 12.
It is incomplete.
And Parkview will punt again. So Marchock, I don't think that's Marchock back this time. That may be Caden Parker back here. Parker standing at the 50-yard line. Low snap, quick low punt, and it's caught. Zizzer's catching it about the 25, 26-yard line and then took off. Going to get it down to maybe the 21, 22. What are we doing? We got a penalty on the play?
Penalty on the play.
I didn't see a flag anywhere. Here it comes. Are you serious? Roughing the kicker. 5 yards on the Zizzers. So Parkview will still have to punt. Moves it out to not quite the 25 for Parkview.
Running into the kicker.
And here we go. This is a little bit better one this time. And Parker takes it about the 47, right up the middle. Here comes Caden Parker. He's out to the left side. Parker has gone to the house, folks. Touchdown for the Zizzers. Caden Parker. And that one's a 53-yard return. 9:03 to go here in the third. And Caden Parker. It was a 53-yard punt return for the touchdown. So now let's see. And Tommy Keller is going to come on to attempt the extra point. Jacob Ackerson will be holding. There's a snap, and Parkview's offside, but the kick is good. Doesn't matter. Zizzers are going to lead it 55-0 with 9:03 to go here in the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 on the train.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It's homecoming tonight. Zizzers lead it 55-0 as Caden Parker just took a Parkview punt, ran it back 53 yards for the touchdown. Tommy Keller's extra point kick was good. Zizzers up 55-0. And as soon as the Zizzers kick it off here, the turbo clock will go back into effect. Keller to kick it off from his own 40. Here we go. And this one's going into the end zone. So Parkview will bring it out to the 20, and that's where they'll take over first and 10. First and 10 for Parkview at their own 20-yard line. And the Zizzer defense will come on the field. Connor Lair. I don't see him down on the sideline, so I don't even think he's come down from the locker room. Connor, not only it's a loss on offense, it's a loss on defense. He's a excellent defensive player for the Scissors. And now we got a flag on the play as it's just got underway from Parkview. So now
illegal procedure against the Vikings.
Illegal procedure. That'll back them up. So they'll back it all the way up to the 15 now. It'll be first and 15 for Parkview at their own 15. Operating now the shotgun, Parkview Vikings quarterback. And he'll hand it off, and the Scissors are there. I mean, a whole host of Scissors are there. It'll be loss on the play of about a yard.
31, Nardo Trout on the carry.
Second and 16.
He's mad.
Trout on the carry.
24, Jerry Drown.
Drown on the tackle along with a few other Scissors.
I saw number 99, Gabe Dietrich in on that one.
Dietrich in on the tackle as well. Gabe Dietrich. All right, here we go. Second and 16 for Parkview. Looking to throw, and it is over the head of the intended receiver. Going to bring up a third down. Third and 16. The turbo clock is running. 7:25 to go here in the third quarter.
Third down. Third down.
All right. Third and 16. Updated score for you. Thayer 27, Kabul 0 in the fourth quarter. So Thayer leads Kabul 27-0 in the fourth quarter. Camdenton and Lebanon, we still have the 7-0 score from halftime. It has not been updated. Camdenton with the lead. All right. Parkview looking to throw out to the left, and it's intercepted. Intercepted and taking it to the house is the Scissors. 6:44. So, number 19 for the Scissors with the interception and run it in. Excuse me, about 20 yard interception. We'll see if we can find out who that was. Kinslow on the interception. And Killer kicks the extra point good. Zizzers now lead at 62-0 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with sleep apnea, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment has the latest technology in CPAP and BiPAP machines to assist you in your treatment. Home also carries all your CPAP and BiPAP supplies, from mask and tubing to the SoClean sanitizing machine. Talk to your doctor today and ask for Home, an affiliate of Ozarks Medical Center at the corner of 8th and Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. You can also visit them at homemedicalwp.com.
Scissor Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. And the Scissors have just gone up 62-0 as Dagan Kinslow, the freshman, got the interception and ran it in 20 yards for the touchdown. Tommy Keller's extra point kick was good. Scissors up 62-0. Scissors travel to Waynesville next Friday. Then they go to Springfield to play Central, and then they'll be home the next week to play Glendale. And Keller kicks it right into the end zone once again. So, Parkview will get the football. out at their own 20-yard line to start once again with 6:44 to go here in the ball game. And now I feel very, very, very confident that we will have the turbo cross for the rest of the game. All right. Operate now the shotgun. Parkview back in the backfield. Going to hand it off, but the Zizzers are there. Dropped them for a loss about 2 yards back. 2 yards back to the 18.
Damian Beal on the carry. He's tackled by number 50, Warwick Barnes.
Barnes on tackle for the Zizzers. And they're going to say it's just a loss of about a yard. So they're going to make it second and 11 now for Parkview.
With a red and yellow.
Second and 11.
You found some keys with a red and yellow lanyard on it.
All right. Hand off once again. And Zizzer defense is just, they are teeing off on Parkview right now, folks. Another loss on the play.
Damian Beal on the carry.
Beal on the carry. They're going to give them forward progress to the 15. And let's see. So tackle that time by Brendan Marks and Jedediah Collins, both on the tackle for the Zizzers. It's third and 15 now for Parkview at their own 15. And snap is high, and there will be a pass interference on the Zizzers as the Parkview receiver got pushed down from behind. Looked like the Zizzer defender was tripped up. And just stuck his hands out and pushed the receiver, so that'll back the Zizzer defense up. And that'll help out Parkview quite a bit. As a matter of fact, that's going to be a first down for Parkview, looks like. So first and 10 for Parkview out to the Parkview 30-yard line. 4:50 to go here. Why is the clock stopping? I have no idea. I thought the turbo clock, man, it runs. Now here we go. First and 10 from the 30. And Zizzers once again. Parkview runner there. I believe that might have been Beal once again. Out to the line of scrimmage of the 30. Bring up second and 10.
Number 4, Zamian Beal on the carry. He tackles
on
number 54, Tyler Stowers.
And Stowers on the tackle for the Zizzers. Second and 10 for Parkview at their own 30. We're down to 4 minutes to go third quarter, and the Zizzers are up 62-0. Once again, congratulations to Cass Cunningham. She was crowned the homecoming queen tonight here at halftime. Looking to throw. Nope. Quarterback's going down again, folks. Zizzers were there, about four of them. Four Zizzers back there on the sack.
Sack by number 55, Dakota Evans.
Dakota Evans on the sack there. Craig assisting there, along with a couple other Zizzers. Like I said, the Zizzer defense just teeing off right now on Parkview. As we've got second stringers in for the Zizzer defense, second stringers in on the offense for the most part. Now we're looking at third and 15. They'll hand off once again. Beal running, and he's going to be dropped for another loss. And finally, official didn't blow the whistle.
Before, Damian Beal
on the carry. And that was the official's fault right there, because the Zizzers had him tackled. And nobody blew a whistle. Kinslow on the tackle for the Zizzers. They got up and were still fighting with the football. And Kinslow tackled him again. Did he get two tackles on that? Parkview to punt the football at 4th and 15. A quick punt off to the side. That one's across the 50, inside the 45, inside the 40. And it's down to the 39 of the Zizzers. And now they blow the whistle.
Number 29, Jacob.
Tell you what, this officiating crew's a little slow on the whistle out here, I tell you. All right, here comes the Zizzer offense for the first time in the second half. Defense has been running the show here, getting all the points here in the third quarter. So the Zizzer offense is going to come on the field. And see who the quarterback, going to have a new quarterback. So here we go. Now I believe your new quarterback is going to be Dawson Edding. Edding's going to hand off, and it's out across the 45 up to about the 47. And that would be Dalton Cox on the carry for the Zizzers. So out to, like we said, the 47. Zizzer 47, going to bring up a second and two for the Zizzers. Minute 22 to go here, third quarter.
Tackle by number 33, Austin Youngblood.
So Edding will be in the shotgun.
Here's the second down for the Zizzers.
Backup quarterback for the Zizzers. And now we've got three receivers, two to the left, one to the right. Now Cox goes in motion to the backfield. Edding going to hand off to Cox again. Cox is going to be dropped for a loss. All the way back to about the 43. About the 43 of the Zizzers. It's going to bring up a third down. So third and six now for the Zizzers.
Got like 35 seconds to purchase your 50-50 rabbit.
32 seconds to go, third quarter. Zizzers up 62 to nothing. Turbo clock in effect. This will be your last play of the third quarter. Getting in the shotgun. Going to hand off left side this time. And trying to cut up inside. There's a first down for the Zizzers inside the 50. That's Dalton Cox on the carry. It's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. Down to the 48 of Parkview. And that'll be the last play of the third quarter. Zizzers lead it 62 to nothing at the end of three. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium for homecoming tonight. As we start the fourth quarter of play, Zizzers lead at 62 to nothing. Got an update from Lebanon. It's not good, folks. Camdenton leads Lebanon 21-0.
Olivia Beard.
Heading in the shotgun. And this will be Cox once again. And Cox gets loose right down the middle. Down to about the 32 of Parkview. I don't know what's going on in the next cheerleaders list here. That's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. PA announcer getting all caught up in the game here.
That's good enough for a Zizzer.
So the Zizzers have it at the Parkview 32. And here's Eddings in the shotgun. Man in motion. And this time Eddings will keep it. He's up inside. He's down inside the 30. Looks like about the 27, 28.
All right. Let's get some other shooting.
They're going to give it 28. It's going to bring up a second and six. Second and six for the Zizzers at the Parkview 28-yard line. 10:45 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up 62-0, and they're moving. The offense is moving the football, so they might score again. Eddings is in the shotgun. Hand off right up the middle, and that's another OMC orthopedic clinic of West Plains first down with the Zizzers at the 20-yard line in the Zizzer red zone. Zizzer red zone brought to you by Mr. Jim Lahari. Couldn't see who carried the football that time. So Zizzers will have it first and 10 at the Parkview 20. And here comes Dawson Edding, the quarterback for the Zizzers now. Second string quarterback. In the shotgun, he's got, we've got a flag.
Taking away $362.
And it's going to be on the Zizzers. Penalty is on the Zizzers. And I believe the play clock ran out on them. Back them up 5 yards to the 25 of Parkview. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Zizzers. Edding in the shotgun. Man in motion. That'll be Cox. Cox around the left side. Cox out of bounds inside the 20.
Number 4, Gavin. Go get him, Jackson.
That's Jackson on the carry. And we've got a flag on the play as well.
Again, that ticket number was 06-6-8-7-5.
Happened over on the far sideline. Let's see who it's going to be against.
It's on the Jumbotron. You're walking away with $362 a night. To claim your prize, you need to go down to the tennis booth.
Waiting on the official. Here comes the call. You blocking the back on the Zizzers. I'm not quite sure how you can get blocking in the back when you were the only person over there and there was two defenders there. What did he do? Block himself in the back or something? I don't understand that one. Back him up 5 more yards. It'll be first and 20 now for the Zizzers. I'm sorry, first and 19 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 29. Heading hands off. Right up inside is the Zizzers running it inside the 20. So that'll get a chunk of the yards
Jesse
back.
Hudson on the carry.
Hudson on the carry for the Zizzers. Jesse Hudson. That'll get the ball down to the 18 of Parkview. It's going to bring up a second and 8. Second and 8 for the Zizzers at the Parkview 18-yard line. Eddings. And he'll hand off. And down to about the 15-yard line, looks like. Carrying the football that time is number 32 for the Zizzard.
Number 32, Tristan Clark.
Tristan Clark on the carry.
Tackle number 45, Nathan Anderson. This is the third down about 5 yards.
Third and 5 now as we have the ball down at the 15. Parkview, third and 5. Eddings in the shotgun. He'll hand off this time up inside, and it's going to be a touchdown, Zizzers. .806 to go here in the fourth. Dalton Cox. So Dalton Cox will take it. 15 yards for the touchdown. And here comes Owen Fisher. Fisher will try the extra point. Ackerson to hold. The ball's down, and it's blocked big time. Matter of fact, Parkview player just caught it midair. So Fisher's kick no good. Zizzers lead it 68-0. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
2019 tub booking is going on now through October 31st at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply. Save $50 a ton by booking 3 tons or more. All in-stock tubs qualify. Book now and save on ADM, Carmelix, Crystalix, and Hirsch tubs. Call Hirschfeed and Farm Supply at 417-256-3749 or stop by on Worley Drive in West Plains. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers lead it 68-0 now with 6:30 to go in the ball game. Turbo clock is in effect. Tommy Keller is going to kick it off.
Hey, it's kickoff time. Hey, all you Zizzer fans, on your feet.
You know what we haven't seen tonight? Onside kick. Let's do an onside kick. Let's see what Tommy Keller decides to do here. I think he's going to kick it away. Yep, he's going to kick it away. It's going to be taken at about the 12 by Parkview. Heading down the right side, and we out of bounds, I believe, with the call. So let's see. They're going to mark it.
24.
Looks like about the 20, 26. Rogers on the return.
Eldrinhoff
on the tackle, knocked him out of bounds. And we'll give him a good spot. 27-yard line. Parkview will take over. First and 10 at their own 27. 5.5 minutes to go. Parkview with the football. And let's see here. Parkview lost some yardage on the play. Back to the 24.
Beal on the carry.
Second and 13. Dietrich on the tackle for the Zizzers. Gabe Dietrich. Second and 13 for Parkview at their own 24. Man in motion. Loose football. Quarterback. And he was down.
Fumble on the play.
Quarterback fumbled the football. Went down on his knee to pick it up.
Caden Burke.
That doesn't qualify as a sack, does it? That's going to disappoint about three Zizzers right there. They were really hoping for the sack. Ball's all the way back at the 20. It's going to bring up a third and 17 now for Parkview with 4 minutes to go in the game. So the Zizzers with the win tonight will go 5-1, and they will go to Waynesville next Friday night. Take on a tough Waynesville Tiger ball club. And pass is complete. Johnson with the reception. Out to the 26-yard line. Going to bring up a fourth and 11. Austin Davis on the tackle for the Zizzers. Fourth and 11 for Parkview. And Jedediah Collins gets the assist on the tackle. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Parkview will punt the football again as they're facing a fourth and 11. Play clock to 3, and it's the fake. And it ain't going anywhere, folks. Zizzer's going to take over. around the 25-yard line. Parkview trying the fake there.
The nice lucky duck was the walking away with $362. Congratulations, Dakota Cox. You lucky duck. Dakota Cox and all the Tennessee.
All right, Zizzers will take over. First and 10 at the Parkview 26-yard line.
Congratulations, you lucky
duck. So Eddings will come back in. 2.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Zizzers up 68-0. Eddings in the shotgun. Gonna hand off. Right side. Cuts up inside that time. Inside the 20. Have to wait and see who the ball carrier was. All the way down to about the 18-yard line. Gonna be second down.
Number 6, Dalton Cox.
Dalton Cox on the carry. Going to bring up a second and 2 for the Zizzers. 2 minutes to go in the game. We'll be on the air next week with the pregame show at 6:35.
Second down in about 2 yards.
And the kickoff 7 o'clock from Waynesville. Waynesville was in a battle with Rolla. And looking here. Waynesville leads Rolla 49-35 in the fourth quarter. Loose football all the way back to the 30. All the way back getting to the 30-yard line of Parkview. That's going to bring up a third down and about 14 for the Zizzers from the Parkview 30 with a minute 10 to go in the game. Fourth quarter, Camdenton leads 11-21-0. Webb City leads Willard 35-21 in the fourth quarter. And let's see, Bolivar leading Union 40-14 third quarter. And looks like another loss on the play. Simpson on the keeper.
Tackled by number 41, Jordan Smith.
So all the way back to the 33-yard line with 30 seconds to go in the game. So the Zizzers will have to snap it one more time. One more time. And they may just take a knee. We're not sure. Here comes Dalton Cox in. 10 seconds. And they very well may just take the delay here. That's what they're going to do. And there's the delay of game and the ball game. They stopped it at 1 second. So Zizzer is going to get the win tonight, 68-0 over the Parkview Vikings. Zizzers will go to 5-1. Parkview will fall to 1-5. And if the score holds up at Lebanon, Camdenton will go to 6-0. Lebanon will drop to 4-2. All right, coming up next, we will have your Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains post game show coming up in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzer homecoming tonight, and the West Plains Zizzers have just now defeated the Parkview Vikings by the score of 68-0.
Play
flag is down. Another flag comes in.
There are six flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue and West Plains.
At Community First Banking Company, they're always looking for ways to aid our agricultural community by offering loans to accommodate every need, from loans for farmland, livestock, equipment, or even lines of credit and more. Community First Lending Team has decades of experience and will listen carefully to recommend the loan that best fits your needs. You work hard every day, and Community First wants to work hard for you. Call or stop in today. Community First Banking Company, Mound Grove, West Plains, or Thayer, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Scissor Stadium. It is the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show. Scissors win at 68-0. And let's run down the scoring for you tonight. 7:44 to go first quarter. Braden Lidgard on a 27-yard run. Killer's kick good. Scissors lead at 7-0. And then 6:04 to go first quarter. Lidgard on a 16-yard run. Killer kick was good. 14-0 West Plains led it. 2:51 to go first quarter. Lidgard on a 32-yard pass from Rackley. Keller's kick good. Zizzers were up 21-0. Then with 27 seconds to go in the first quarter, Rackley to Marchock on a 9-yard pass. Keller's kick good. Zizzers led it 28-0 at the end of one. Second quarter with 7:41 to go. Lidgard on a 9-yard run. Fisher's kick good. Zizzers up 35-0. 7:29 to go second quarter. McGinley on a 25-yard touchdown interception, and Fisher's kick was good. 42-0. Zizzers led at that point. 2:47 to go here in the second quarter. Lidgard on a 2-yard run. Fisher's kick was no good. Your halftime score was 48-0. Zizzers led at that point. 9:03 to go third quarter. Caden Parker on a 53-yard punt return took it to the house. Keller's kick was good. Zizzers up 55-0. 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Dagan Kinslow on an interception took the ball to the house. 20-yard run. Keller's kick good. Zizzers led it 62-0 at the end of three. And then in the fourth quarter with 8:06 to go in the ball game, Dalton Cox on a 15-yard run. Fisher's kick no good. Zizzers won it 68-0 over the Parkview Vikings. It was a turbo clock second half. Both the Zizzer defense and the Zizzer offense, second strings, did a fine job here in the second half. And in the first half, the first string offense, some penalties there in the first half. The defense had some penalties as well, but for the most part, Zizzers played pretty good game tonight. Parkview just no competition for the Zizzers tonight as they went at 68-0. Now, coming up next, here at the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains post-game show, we're going to have your Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic West Plains Player of the Game. We'll have that in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains postgame show. Time for the Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game tonight. And that'd be kind of hard, but I guess we're going to have to give it to Braden Lidgard after all. You know, five touchdowns on the night. He had four running and one reception for a touchdown. So Braden Lidgard's going to be your Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. Let's go ahead and run down some of the scores we have so far tonight. Webb City in the fourth quarter leading Willard 35-21. Thayer leads Kabul 27-0 in the fourth quarter. Joplin over Neosho last report was 56-13. Camdenton leading Lebanon in the fourth quarter, 28-0. Let's see, Carthage over Branson, 16-7. That's a final. Let's see, Ava over Houston, 46-8. That's a final. Also, moving down, Nixa over Carl Junction, 21-14, fourth quarter. Also, Hillcrest over Central, 54-12. That's a final. Waynesville in the fourth quarter leads Rolla, 49-35, last report. Glendale beat Kickapoo last night, 26-21. Let's see, who else could we got here? Mountain View, Berkshire Liberty, leading Mountain Grove, 34-7 in the fourth quarter. Salem, Missouri over Willow Springs, 22-21. That's a final. And also, Bolivar has defeated Union, 60-14. So that's the scores that we have for you at the present time. Once again, Zizzers win at 68-0. And the only concern now is the injury to Connor Lair. We believe it was a left ankle. We're not sure about that, but we believe it's a left ankle injury. He went down just before the half, and we did not even see him on the bench in the second half. So hopefully it's nothing too bad, and Connor will be hopefully resting up this week and get some treatment. Hopefully he can go next Friday night at Waynesville. Zizzers travel to Waynesville next Friday night to take on the Tigers, and then after that they'll travel to Springfield to play Central. And then they'll be home for the final regular season game this year with Glendale. And then they'll start district play. And right now, the first district ball game should be right here at Zizzer Stadium. Want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight, J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains and Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home in West Plains, Neck Replumbing of West Plains, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Ozarks Medical Center, Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center in West Plains, Toyota of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls Photography, Anytime Fitness of West Plains, and Mayfield Auto Repair of West Plains. Your boosters tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, West Plains and Thayer, Brown Furniture and Appliance of West Plains, Knockout Tanning Salon, West Plains, Coon Construction of West Plains, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, West Plains, and Ozark Awards Company of West Plains. Zizzers win it 68-0. Want to thank D. Ryan back at the studio for another fine job tonight. And we'll say so long from Zizzer Stadium for homecoming. Once again, Cass Cunningham crowned the homecoming queen tonight here at halftime. Zizzers win it 68-0. They'll travel to Waynesville next Friday night to take on the Waynesville Tigers. We'll be on the air with the pregame show around 6:35 and kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock. For D. Ryan back in the studio, I'm Ramblin' Rick. Hope you enjoyed Zizzer football tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.